Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Liverpool narrowly missed out on the Premier League title last weekend, but tomorrow night they have a chance to redeem themselves. They'll be going up against the might of Real Madrid in the Champions League final in Paris. At home, it's a feast full of sporting action, with all four provincial football finals taking place across the weekend, as well as Leinster participating in the Champions Cup final. In a moment, I'll be joined by sports journalist Orla Bannon to run through all of those sporting finals that are on here across the weekend. But first, to preview the Champions League final, I'm joined by our regular soccer journalist and broadcaster, Guillaume Balaguer. Hello, Guillaume.
Good morning, Claire.
Excited for the weekend?
Yes. As you know, with these things, I'm going there for work. Well, I am already here in Paris. But at the same time, there's something special about a game, the last game of the season, the last big game of the season that has got Real Madrid and Liverpool involved. 19 times Champions League or European Cup winners. There's something special as well when football is going towards, PSG getting Mbappé and City getting Haaland, and these are the most exciting players around. But yet, the old guard, Real Madrid and Liverpool's, managed to get into a final, and it's a day to celebrate.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Mbappé in a moment, because I know you've got the inside track there. But for Liverpool, and remember that Ireland is awash with Liverpool fans, all the ones who aren't Liverpool fans now are shouting at the radio, but there are plenty of Liverpool fans here, and they'll really be looking for some glory this weekend, won't they, after that disappointment against City?
Yeah, despite your threat with the noise of Liverpool fans from Ireland, you have to say that, yes, Liverpool are the better side. I've got no doubt about this. And Real Madrid have shown enough weaknesses throughout the competition to suggest that Liverpool are the favourites. But with Real Madrid, you have to go, Liverpool, the better side, but, a big but, because Real Madrid have shown that unless they are really like gone from the game, they always have a chance to come back more than ever this season, as everybody knows. So it is a side that also knows how to win. I was with Real Madrid players on Tuesday, and you know, they sounded like we've got another final on Saturday.
Do you know, really?
Honestly, a touch of confidence, excessive confidence, if you like, but okay. That goes with the territory. Some of these guys have been, it will be the fifth final, Kroos, Modric, Benzema, I think Casemiro as well, Bale, who has traveled to Paris. They've all won those four finals that they played. So it's normal that they, a touch arrogant.
Yeah, well, even the young breed of players coming up through the ranks in Madrid, they have the arrogance too, do they?
Oh, you should see the cover of AS this morning, the sports newspaper from Madrid. It had Militao and Vinicius, who have not won a Champions League yet, and they're wearing this black suit, white shirt, black tie, black dark glasses, and looking at the camera and saying, here we come.
Oh, good.
But that's Real Madrid. Real Madrid for you.
Good fellas. You know, we've been talking a lot about good fellas because of Ray Liotta's death. But there you go. That sounds like men in black or good fellas. And are the fans feeling as confident in Madrid?
Fans are confident because they won it 13 times. This is their competition. And you keep saying, no, hold on. Did you see Real Madrid in the Santiago Bernabeu against Chelsea? You were poor. Did you see against City? City were better against PSG, clearly superior. And they said, yes, but. And that's with that what they carry with them, the ability to think that whatever happens in the game, they can turn it around. And that's a maturity that still don't see at Liverpool, even though they've been in three finals out of the last 5 years. I don't see that. I think they got settles to score. They've got Salah saying revenge. And then Klopp and Mane says, no, don't talk about revenge. So they haven't found the karma to get into the final. I know these things may not count, but in terms of the pre-game, Real Madrid are winning 2-0.
Oh, really?
But like pre-game, you know, the ability to be confidently getting to the final and thinking that you've done everything you need to do to win. And then we'll see once it gets to the game. If Liverpool don't play a final, but instead are Liverpool, the Liverpool of Anfield, the Liverpool of the big games, they should win, I think.
Yeah, you just wonder about Liverpool, though, because it's all going to be down to mindset after that crushing defeat last weekend. Can they pick themselves up? Do they have the fire in the belly to say, well, we lost that one and we're not going to suffer the same fate again? That's going to come down to leadership, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was just going to say that Jurgen Klopp always turns everything into a positive. And if you cannot turn it into a positive, can you please for a week put it in the corner of your mind? Let's deal with that next week. But right now there is a final to play. But he's been amazing in how he's led the side. The club on one side has made the team stronger compared to 2018 when they played the final against Real Madrid. It's a much, much better squad. But I think Klopp has managed to convert this team into a winning side. I mean, they play for every single competition, every single game. There's no one spare game for them this season, which means that they are at the highest possible level mentally and physically, perhaps a little bit stretched, but in any case, is a team ready for a final. I just feel that there is that confidence at Real Madrid that I don't think nobody else in the world can get into a final like that. And Liverpool still not finding that calmness that is required perhaps before a final.
Well, we will talk to you on Monday for a review of the match. But I want to talk to you about Kylian Mbappe now. We mentioned him earlier. He's decided to stay on at Paris Saint-Germain following months of speculation that he had made this agreement, a verbal agreement, to join Real Madrid this summer. You've got the inside track. What happened?
Well, I spoke to him on Monday and it was quite funny because he said, oh, I was, you know, the media was saying these lies and some people were saying I'm leaving, others that I'm going. And I said, oh, so you followed the whole thing? Oh, no, I'm not following it through. Of course he was. He had a lot of fun with all of us, but especially with Real Madrid, it seems. He was convinced, not just by money, because both clubs put the same amount of money on the table, but by the fact that he's 23, and he's from Paris. And basically this idea that before leaving PSG, I should actually win the Champions League with PSG or get close to it again. The club has said, you're going to be the center of the club at all levels. You have now authority, power and money. So this is your place. He's comfortable there and decided not so much to say no to Real Madrid, but he said yes to PSG and yes to France. And then at 26, as he told me as well, well, the dream is not over. His idea is to go to Real Madrid. But let's not start the speculation just yet. let's hope that this only starts the season before he actually finishes his contract with PSG, which is for 3 more years.
It's an extraordinary story. And Guillaume, we will talk to you on Monday to review the match. But for now, Guillaume Balagay, thank you for joining us. The Champions League final, by the way, is on RT2 on Saturday evening. And the coverage will start at 7 p.m. We will all be watching. Another person who will be watching is Orla Bannon. Orla, we're going to talk to you about the GAA and the rugby, but you'll be watching that match because you're a Liverpool fan.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a very busy season for Liverpool, as Guillaume said. So many matches, playing every 3 or 4 days. But I think there's a little bit of desperation in Liverpool fans this week because having come so close to the league title, 5 minutes away from keeping the quadruple going. And I think if Liverpool don't get over the line on Saturday, tomorrow night, I think the season will, you know, have been a bit of a disappointment. Yes, FA Cup, League Cup, but I think it will all have ended in a bit of a downward spiral if they don't.
I'm even getting texts here from fans of other Premier League clubs saying that they hope Liverpool win. So there's a lot of support for them, but probably translates into a lot of pressure as well. But you'll be watching with the door closed. Nobody disturb. If anyone in Orla's family is listening, nobody disturb Orla from 7 o'clock.
No, I think, you know, when you get old, when you're younger, you love to go out and be, you know, savor the atmosphere and all that. But then when you get older, you just want to be at home watching on TV and hear what the commentators are saying and really soak it up. So I'm definitely getting old.
Completely agree. Now, there are so many finals on throughout the weekend. The GAA on Saturday, we've got the Munster and Leinster senior finals, RTE2 from 3 p.m. That's when that starts, right?
Yes, but there's actually 7 provincial finals on this weekend, a feast of football, incredible. And the first time that I can ever remember that all 4 provincial senior football finals taking place over the one weekend. But tomorrow's a crazy day because it starts at 12:15 with the Munster ladies. And if you're keeping your finals going all the way through with the football and then the Champions Cup with Leinster, Liverpool in the evening. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, that is for sure.
It certainly is a busy day. So take us through then. We have the Women's Senior Football Final at 2 o'clock. That's Dublin versus Meath.
Yes. Do you know, I actually am very interested in this game. I think it has the potential to be the better of the two Leinster finals, because we haven't really seen an awful lot from Kildare to suggest that they're ready to topple Dublin in the championship. Yes, they beat them in the league this year and contributed to their relegation. But Dublin, we've yet to see, I suppose, are they back to their best? Are they nearly back to their best? But I'm not sure that Kildare have done enough to suggest they can bridge the gap. I mean, they lost last year in the final by 8 points. So we'll have to wait and see. But very excited about the Dublin-Meath game. It's taken the Meath ladies to ignite this Dublin-Meath rivalry again. Something the men haven't been able to do. I mean, Meath shocked Dublin to win the All-Ireland last year by a couple of points. They've won a game each this year when they've met already. So the signs are there that this is a rivalry that's going to keep going, and Meath will definitely be out to prove that last year wasn't a one-hit wonder.
And a quick run through the rugby then. We have Leinster in action in the Champions Cup final against La Rochelle. This is before we move to Sunday now. We're still on Saturday, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. This is Saturday, Leinster against La Rochelle. Of course, La Rochelle beat Leinster last year in the semi-final. Ronan O'Gara, I mean, it's the battle of the two tens again, and not the two tens on the pits. It's Ronan O'Gara in charge of La Rochelle up against Johnny Sexton of Leinster. Of course, they were rivals and for so long for the Ireland jersey, and now here they are, one as a head coach and one as the lead player for Leinster, who'll be just desperate to get back and win another Champions Cup, because it's, both had such an eventful journey to the final already. So it's going to be very interesting. I think Leinster deserve to be favourites, given by what we've seen so far this year. Yeah. And speed and the tempo that they play at, it'll be very hard for La Rochelle to disrupt that. But I guess that will be their plan, to try and disrupt Leinster's tempo.
Already I see that we need a couple of screens going, maybe the radio and the TV and something else on the go to get through Saturday. But then we move into Sunday and the remaining GAA action. Orla, take us through it.
Yeah, you have the Connacht final and the Ulster finals. You have Galway and Roscommon going at it again. I think it's the fifth time in 7 years they've met in the provincial final over in Connacht, and it's in Pierce Stadium. Roscommon have no problem going to Pierce Stadium. They've turned Galway over there twice in the last few years in the finals already. So Roscommon, you know, they're back up in Division 1 this year. Galway, yes, they'll be favourites, and having beaten Mayo last time out, you know, they'll take a lot of confidence from that. But look, this is a very finely balanced game. Could go either way. Couldn't call that one. Then you have Derry Donegal in the Ulster final. Derry fans, the big story up here is the interest in the game from the Derry fans. Of course, for Donegal, it's the 10th Ulster final in 12 years. Some consistency there, but Derry, they haven't won it since back in 98. They haven't been in the final since 2011, and their fans are coming out in force. Not always known for travelling in big numbers, but a big scramble for tickets up here, including, it must be said, your producer, Alistair, who I don't think Alistair should be had a game. Joe Pollock playing for Derry. He is very excited about this weekend, and
he's a fair weather friend, is he?
There's a few of them.
Orla, we've got to leave it there, and you can stay up to date with all the sporting action across the weekend here on RT Radio 1, online at rt.ie, and of course RT Television 2. A little late going to the newsroom. It's over to Tommy Mescal.